Okay. If you're ready, that is.
I'm ready. Ready when you are.
TruthOnSquirrels.com is better than pie.
You see our new gooder than pie t-shirts?
I have. Helen wears one to bed.
You can get them at the cafe store, the cafe press store.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to twoblindsquirrels.com and press on the cafe press store.
Mm-hmm. And that's
the way we don't make any money. We make 1 penny per shirt. My
God, that's money. You just lied.
Well, I rounded it because it was like $10.99.
So you make a penny.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good to know.
Just because I like things to be even, not for any, not for monetary reasons.
Oh, okay. That's the way I like it. The winter is long in the city.
And that's the way I like it. So please, baby, please. Okay. What?
Oh, nothing.
What?
I'm fighting a headache and
oh.
I can't.
No, I'm not helping?
No. I just. How do I not smile at that?
Oh, okay. You smile, I'll make you smile even when you don't want to. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, well, you know, during the last show, I think it was, we talked about the Jen and Dave show.
Yeah.
And
high quality podcasting. Three fluffy bunnies.
Three fluffy bunnies all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And Jen made a comment that she really appreciated us talking about her as the little flame of comedy. And I said, well, did Dave appreciate us calling him a barrel of gas? Boom, boom. I thought that was cute.
She's the little flame of comedy. I like that. I like that. It's like the Bunsen burner of comedy.
The Bunsen burner of comedy. I don't think that's the same at
all. Oh, it's not?
It's not the same.
Oh, thought it was.
I think this is okay. I think this is Alvin.
Alvin? Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it's taking like 3 minutes to download.
Oh, well, why don't you do something else then?
You don't want to do Alvin? Let's see if it's Alvin.
Hey, hey, Scrub, this chipmunk. I was laughing at the voicemail. Like, I've never listened to it. I just waited for the beat. And Brad's in the background. This is me out being sexy. No comment.
So tune in to hear more of that call on Friday, which is
yes.
Alvin's normal day that we do Alvin calls. Because it gives us the day off.
Because he does the show for us. Then we don't have to repair a darn thing.
Hey, Faith and Brad. It's Amy walking in the spirit. Sorry that this is my third call of the day. I'm catching up, of course. Just listened to the puppy snuggies, and you were trying to think of all of the eight reindeer plus and I don't know.
This call is from the 19th of last month. It's almost a month
we
old.
Figured out the answer.
Yeah. Have the greatest singing
but
voice.
There weren't 12.
So all of
there's
you
actually
people
eight.
Out there. They're listening, just hang tight, bear with me. There's a song that uh-huh. is very easy to remember. It's
mm-hmm.
and it names all of
she's going to
yeah, I know
sing
the song,
for us.
But I don't remember all the names.
The
it doesn't
reindeer.
Help me.
So it goes on Dasher and Dancer and Prancer.
I know that song. I know that song, but it doesn't help me remember the names of the reindeer.
Well, it does her.
Okay.
And Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do
you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph
but anyway,
the Red Nose.
So in that song, obviously, I mentioned all of it. So it's Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Prixen, Comet, Cupid,
Prixen.
Donner, Blitzen.
That's not a reindeer.
That's not a reindeer.
Prixen? Is that new? Are there nine? There's Vixen and his
Vixen
and
is
his
a female wolf.
Cousin Prixen.
I don't know, is it?
Hmm.
Anyway, just
yeah, my cousin come along his name's Prixen.
Well, I don't know that that's wrong. Vixen is a female wolf.
Vixen and Prixen.
You were saying Vixen, and I'm not sure that's right. Do I need to look this up?
No.
Do I need to moderate?
I don't really care enough.
Between the two of you?
I don't moderate for what?
Because evidently you are having an argument.
I'm not having any argument. I'm perfectly fine.
I don't know how to spell reindeer.
So he's not going to look it up. He can't spell reindeer.
It's just
the
like
beauty of Google is, did you mean?
Did you mean reindeer?
Oh, yeah.
Did you mean reindeer or raining on deer? Yes. It is Vixen.
Uh-huh. Not Prixen.
No, it is Vixen. Prancer and Vixen.
Uh-huh. Donner and Cupid.
Blixen.
No, Blitzen.
No, not Blitzen.
It's Blixen?
Blixem. B-L-I-X-E-M.
Blixem?
Yes.
Well, I have been completely deceived my entire life.
It's also not Donner, which is very popular.
It's Bonner.
No, it's Dunder.
Dunder?
D-U-N-D-E-R.
On Dunder. Well, mm-hmm. I'm done. You know what? Forget
Dash,
them.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen. Comet, Cupid, Dunder, Blixem.
Blixem.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what happens when you let little kids sing songs.
That's right.
They just change things up the way they want to. That's how Grandpa became Peepaw.
But evidently there's some controversy about that. There's also Donder, D-O-N-D-E-R, and
okay,
Blitzen.
Okay, we need like the original
B-L-I-T-Z-E-N.
Ruling. Okay, I don't care enough. Can Amy talk?
And I think she was done. Was she done? No. Maybe not.
So.
I don't know. Let's see.
Well, I don't get off on this bunny trail.
And then secondly,
we set the record straight here. We report, you decide.
Secondly, what was my second thing that I was going to comment on?
I don't
in this
know.
Podcast.
What was
oh,
that?
Dear Lord, I think I forgot. All right.
You're having
well,
a senior
anyway,
moment. It's okay. I understand.
Enjoying the
all the time.
Podcast as always, and Bios con Dios.
Bios con Dios.
There's a timer going off somewhere in my head. You hear it?
No.
Yeah, listen.
No. I don't hear anything.
You don't hear that? It's in the bathroom. Turn the hell in. The timer's going off. Make it stop.
That's like, you have
stop.
Headphones on. How
Thank
on earth
you
can you do that?
Amy stop. Walking in the spirit again. I remember what I was going to say in my last call. I was going to just comment on the weather. I'm definitely
Faith's going to put her head down on the desk now.
Please, so sorry that you guys are getting 25 down there in Texas. That
hey, it's warm now. It's like 70 degrees.
65 today.
Wow, it was nice.
I had the windows
beautiful.
Open in the house.
I wished I could wash my truck, but I wasn't home. I was at work.
Mm-hmm. It was too windy, though, to rake the leaves. Our yard is covered in leaves.
It was
too windy.
Area. We actually got -9 and -10 about, I don't know, 5 days ago, and it was like that for about 4 days in a row up here in Washington State. So
stinging
yeah,
cold.
We've been hit pretty hard as well. That's just seriously wrong to have that cold of weather. So, but we did endure. Definitely for sure. The hardest part is driving on the ice when there's black ice out. I just am so happy when I make it to work safe and sound.
No, the hardest part is waiting. Isn't the hardest part waiting?
Waiting for what?
I don't know. That's what Tom Petty said.
Oh.
The waiting is the hardest
the
part.
The waiting is the hardest part.
The waiting is the hardest part. Every day sees one more yard. The waiting.
How come you never play Jeff Roney's game where he says, name songs with the letter Q?
I do. I play on Twitter and you don't see it.
Oh. Okay. See, today it was magic.
I don't get on. I try unless if you see me comment between
nice monkey face.
If you see
by
me
the
comment
way.
Between eight
nice monkey face.
Thank you. If you see me comment between 8 and 4 on Facebook, that is an epic fail day.
Yeah,
because that means I'm completely distracted.
Don't know Facebooking.
No, I
and
Twitter.
If he is Facebooking between the hours of 6 and 8, and between the hours of 4 and 6, you're going to kill him. Stop sending him messages.
But, whatever she said. And, yeah.
Today it was magic. Every little thing she does is magic.
I played on Twitter.
That was my.
I had Black Magic
Woman.
That was
my contribution.
Black Magic Woman.
Santana. Very good.
Some kind of drums, yeah. Some kind of Latin drum thing. What? Oh.
But I hate to have you guys be my answering machine for Diane up in Spokane, but Spokane.
Have you ever listened to It's Just Us Cast? They do a genius lyric game.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, what they do, it's not like to the Dave lyric game where he reads
it's
the lyrics
genius.
And she has to.
Yeah.
Yes.
Careful.
They're both genius.
Careful there. Careful.
And Jen and Dave, he reads the lyrics and she has to guess the song. But the It's Just Us cast, anybody can play.
Oh, okay.
Because it's about.
Oh, it's not inclusive. Yeah, they're very no, not inclusive. Exclusive.
Well, it's sort of the same because
they're very exclusive. Exclusive. Yes, in their Bunsen burner.
No, it's not different in
their
that
Bunsen
way.
Bunsen burner
you
flame
end up
of
yelling,
love.
I'm
thing.
Turning your mic off again. You can yell at the podcast in either show, but the one on It's Just Us cast, what they do is they read a word. They have a word, and then the other one has to guess a song with that word in any lyric.
Oh, that's interesting.
So sort of like the Jeff Roney thing, except not just title. It's any word, but they get very obscure in their words.
Oh, boy.
You know, like wallpaper. You know. Or something. You know, they'll just do something. Like, yeah. And they'll usually have a theme. Like, they'll do states. Like, give me a song with Texas in the title. Uh-huh. Or in the lyrics. Give me a song with Oklahoma in the lyrics, you know.
Oklahoma, where the wind goes, sweeping across the plain. Okay.
Very sorry. I said Oklahoma. So, So anyway, it's a cool show and it's fun. So we have to remember to play that on trips and stuff.
Oh, okay, we'll do that.
Because then you just go back
but
and
you'll
forth.
Win. And so what fun is that?
No, because it's all songs. And you know a gazillion songs from church camp.
I'm not playing.
It's not. You don't have to know a song.
Yeah.
You just have to know any song with any lyric.
Maybe I'd be okay with that.
You
see,
would
you
be
know,
okay.
Hear what I'm. You know, I'm this whole wee business. Yeah, I don't
you're
like
not-
to lose. And Alan is really good, and I always lose.
You have to play more and get better. Faith's like, I can't wait to get the Wii. Because when we played the Wii in Wisconsin, she beat me in boxing. So she was very excited to play the Wii because she thought she could win all the time.
That's important.
And she can still win in boxing, but she can't win at the other games. And so she gets frustrated.
I can win in bowling.
And by the way, don't help Faith figure anything out. Ever. She was trying to do the whole archery thing, and I was trying to show her how to do it.
Well, you made me mess up.
It's a game!
You made me mess
up. It's a game!
Yeah, but you guys were doing really good, and I was trying to catch up, and you made me mess up, and then I did worse. You made me totally miss it. I would have hit the target if you weren't have been messing with me.
We can hit restart after you figure out how to play!
Well, it tallies it. It's got Helen, 108 million, Faith, zero.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't take
it's a stinking game!
I don't care. Tennis. Now, here's what I don't get.
Yeah?
So, you know, you do tennis. You
yes.
Know, you hit. Anytime I go this way,
yes.
It doesn't go where I tell it to go. I don't understand why it does that. How am I supposed to do backhand?
You just hit it backhand.
It always goes out and by. It always goes
because
out.
Because you're late swinging.
No, it goes out. It's not too late. I hit it. It goes out.
You're late swinging.
Oh, like real tennis?
If you hit it late, it goes the wrong way.
Oh.
If you hit it early, it goes the wrong way.
Yeah, but when I hit it early, then I swung around in a circle. I totally missed it.
What I can't figure out is Helen can do the serve thing.
She does. Really awful weather, so hang tight, girl.
Excuse me, Amy. I was talking.
No kidding. How
good
rude.
Grief, how rude. So, yeah, she could do an ace serve. Did she do any of those on you?
Oh, yeah. And then she, like, stands.
There's no way to hit that ball.
No, and we're standing behind, and we're standing next to each other, and I'm like, move over. There's not enough room. I don't have enough room. Move over. And she's like, I can't go over here because then I can't play it. I'm like, fine. So I go stand back and behind the coffee table. She's in front of the coffee table. And that worked better. I did better, but I still can't do the backhand because apparently I'm too slow. So so then she goes over behind it, and then she and I don't know, something about standing behind the coffee table. I mean, every time she hits the ball, it'd be a bam, and I'm like,
I know. It's like she hits it ace fast, and I can't figure out how she's doing that.
She doesn't even know. She's just a kid. It like comes naturally.
I can't figure out how she makes it in basketball either, because she'll play the basketball thing.
Oh.
She'll have 15 and I'll have one.
Yeah.
Daddy, it's like this. And she'll show me and I'm like, that's stupid. I'm not doing it that way. I'm doing it my way. And then 10 minutes later, how'd you do that again?
I know. How did I understand?
And then I try to do it like she does it and I look stupid and I still don't make it.
Except for that Brad and I actually play.
I mean, we're jumping in the air.
Yeah, because we're pretending we're playing basketball.
And she's over there.
She's like, she didn't know what she's just manipulating the little thing.
Yeah. Here. It's not fair.
Not fair. It's a game!
See, you don't think it's fair either. You don't like to lose either. I really don't like to lose? I really don't like to lose when it's the three of us, because that really rubs me wrong.
I know. Faith is... It's not that Faith's competitive. She's just a bad loser.
I am not. I don't mind losing.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. I really am not. I don't.
Wait a minute. It's not that I mind losing. I just hate when I lose.
That's right. No, it's not. It's not. It's not that I'm... Because I'm not a bad loser.
You only get upset when you lose.
I don't. Okay, so I do mind losing. But wait, I'm being serious. Okay. I do mind. I don't like to lose.
Okay. Nobody likes to lose.
But I'm not a bad loser. I mean, I don't stomp off like a big baby and carry on.
But you won't play. If you lose at something, you won't play again. That's the same thing.
I still came back and played today. Okay. I'm getting over it. Right. I'm not.
Quitting. I'm hoping that we will help you get over this thing in your life.
Okay. Let's see. That's why I do boot camp stuff. So, I can always kick everybody else's
butt. We were in Sunday.
I'm always better.
We were in Sunday school the other day. I have to tell you the story because it's funny. We were in Sunday school the other day, and we were studying about the two witnesses. You know, in Revelation, it talks about the two witnesses coming.
We were
to
talking
Earth,
about that one of them was Elijah,
and they were saying one of them was Elijah. Most scholars think, and this is just a speculation,
right,
that one of the witnesses in Revelation that comes and testifies to the world, and then they get killed, and they lay in the street for 3 days, and they're resurrected.
Okay.
So nobody really knows who they are, but scholars speculate that it's Elijah and Enoch, because neither one of them ever died.
Right.
And it's given to every man to die once.
Right.
So then there's some people think it was Moses, but I don't understand those people. I don't understand why they think that. Because Elijah and Moses were on the Transfiguration Mountain.
Right. And that's what it's going to look like. That's the
I guess.
Picture.
Yeah. So we don't know, but nobody really knows. But anyway, the point is that Faith turns to me in Sunday school and she says, so are they going to be dressed like us now? Or are they going to wear those stupid robes?
I didn't say that.
This is not a fashion question.
Well, I just wonder, since they're going to be on Fox News and CNN and stuff, I mean, are they going to come back with their robes on and look like weirdo prophets, or are they gonna look like normal guys in a suit, or are they gonna have polos and khakis on?
I don't know. Say, Sam thinks the two witnesses are the Old and New Testament.
Huh? How does that work? Aren't they supposed to be people?
Well, yes, but the Bible was listed as a book of Elicita by the Catholic Church. In other words, for 3 years, it was on the "you can't read this" list of books by the Catholic Church. Said that nobody could read the Bible, or no layman could read the Bible.
Uh-huh.
And then,
because they would understand.
At the end of that 3 years is when Luther nailed his thesis on the door,
or something,
I think is a stretch, because really nailing the thesis on the door didn't release the Bible.
No.
And there was always underground Bibles going around.
Yeah.
And
I mean, he had one, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, he was a pastor. He could have one.
Oh, that's right. That's right. It was just the lay people.
Lay people couldn't. Anywho.
So why does he think it's the Old New what?
He thinks the Old New Testament are the two witnesses.
I don't understand that at
all.
Well,
it doesn't matter. I'm just telling you there's other people who think different things. That's the point of that story. Oh.
They can't think of different things. Sorry. It's not acceptable.
Everybody has to think as I think.
That's right. And only I can win.
William Lane Craig made a good statement today. I was auditing one of his seminary things. I think it was just a lecture he was giving at a seminary. Because I don't think he's a seminary professor anymore. But anyway, the point is William Lane Craig was giving a speech, and he said that tolerance in today's society is based on relativity. Uh-huh. That truth is relative, and thereby we are to tolerate everybody else's truth.
Right.
But he said that's an impossible statement, because to tolerate something is to automatically disagree with it. In other words, if you agreed that it was another truth, that it was just a valid truth as yours, you wouldn't have to tolerate it. You could just agree with it.
Huh.
By saying you tolerate it, you're disagreeing with it. So tolerance. In other words, tolerance based on relativity isn't tolerance at all. But because in other words, when you can say that I'm offended because, to say that I disagree with you is like supposed to be intolerant.
How is that?
To say I tolerate your stance is the same thing. I mean, to tolerate somebody else's stance is the same as disagreeing with
them.
Saying
that I disagree with you, but I'm going to tolerate it.
So it's the same. In other words,
aren't you tolerating it even though you disagree? I mean,
but he says the biblical tolerance, the Bible teaches tolerance as well, but that tolerance is based on love.
Uh-huh.
I disagree with you,
but I still love you.
Uh-huh. In other words, I'm, but here, and I, you know, I can, uh-huh. we can still have this conversation, and I can try to correct you, but. What is wrong with you?
My it hurts.
Your head hurts.
I have a headache, and it's right there, right above my eye.
I'm sorry.
I've had it all afternoon.
You want me to suck it out?
Okay.
I think I can, if I put a little slit there and suck the poison out, I think that's what's supposed to happen.
Okay.
I'll go get my knife.
Go do that.
Okay.
Take care of it.
Did we ever finish with Amy?
About it, and Vios con Dios.
Oh.
Oh, okay. I guess so.
Yeah. I think we talked over half our call, but. You're always pushing.
Stop it.
You're always pushing.
I'm just checking. That's 20 minutes. All. I am not. It's nothing anybody needs to know. I'm just keeping you on track.
Okay, thank you. 20 minutes.
Sheesh.
Well, I'd like to take a call from somebody besides Amy. Not that I mean, not that Amy's calls are not perfect, but I'm just saying.
It'd be nice to talk to somebody else. Where's Chris Martens?
This is another. This is another. This is another thousand. It's 1,000. No, 10,000 K.
Holy cow. So
we know that that's another Alvin call. Let's see. Let me just get some more recent calls here from more recent times.
Okay.
We've got one from Kidge. I think this is Kidge. Let's see.
Hey, it's Kidge. I haven't called this year, I guess. So, you know, I was thinking, and tell you what, Brad and Faith, you can be my age this year. I will let you be my age. We won't have any of this ageism. Heck, I'll even let Dave be my age, too. So, Dave, you can be my age, too. We can all be my age.
What age is that?
But, you know, that's for this year.
Next
year,
I don't want
to
be young again.
To your regular age. Or rather, no, how about we just pause your age right now. You can all be my age. And then next year, you can just pick up where you left off. So, I don't know if it's insulting or not. I figured, you know, people that are older than me always want to be younger, my age. So I'm just you know, goodwill, trying to extend this out to you guys. And, yeah, so.
It's not that I want to be younger.
I don't want to be younger. No, no. I would not go back to my 20s if you paid me.
No.
Uh-uh.
I was way too stupid then.
Now, 20, I, no.
The way
no,
I think.
No, I cut it off, like at 26 mm-hmm. and. Forward is good. Before that, not good.
The way I think now, I would not trade, because the problem I had at 20 was my ability to think and with wisdom.
Yeah.
And the way I can think about subjects and things now is way. I would not trade. I would not go back. The problem I have with being 40 is that I'm running out of time to do all the things that I thought I would do in my life, like retire at 35. Live in the Caribbean. So
you never thought you were going to do that.
Become a gazillionaire.
That's new.
Become a gazillionaire, rich author. And
yeah. He did think he was going to be an author. That is true.
Somebody said today that all podcasters are just frustrated writers. I'm not frustrated. I just never succeeded. Because I can't focus long enough on one topic.
You can.
That's why podcasting is perfect.
Because it's short. What is that? Little thing stuck in there.
That's your glasses. They can't see that.
I'm not asking them. I'm asking you.
Yeah, you guys can be 22 this year. Or 23 in April.
No, thank you.
So, there you go.
Let me think.
All right, bye.
23. Bye. 23. Let's think about 23.
I don't want to think about 23. 23 makes my head hurt.
I had been married for 3 years.
The problem was at 23, I didn't know how much I didn't know.
Yeah, and I was an idiot.
I don't want to call Kidge an idiot. I don't think Kidge is an idiot.
No, he's much smarter than I was.
I just didn't know how much I didn't know.
Right.
Hey, Brad and Faith, this is Jeff Roney, and I'm in
hey,
San Bernardino.
Jeff!
Okay, I have a song for you. Name songs with the word plus in them.
Plus?
Yeah.
There's no songs with the word plus in the title.
Not title.
Not that makes any.
I'm going to go, I'm doing... It's Just Us Cast.
He doesn't do Just Us Just. He does
titles. Oh, okay. I got to think of his. Okay.
Just want to call and thank you guys for the show and also the My Life Ministries community. I just got a message yesterday that my mother-in-law, Jeannie, her kidney function went from 8% to 12%. And
yay!
The community on the message board is praying for her.
Yes, she's been on our prayer chain for quite a while now. That's, if you'd like us to pray for you, just send us an email, comments at twobalancedworlds.com, or you can drop over by the forum. We have an entire prayer thread. And we also have a Twitter. You can send me a Twitter tweet. You can tweet me. And Greg Clark does that for us. And he is an unsung – one of the many unsung heroes of My Life Ministries. Greg Clark and Ruth Ann Dahl are the two prayer ministers. And I guess they both do that. I always think about Greg doing the Twitter thing, but they both do that Twitter thing. And so they're our prayer ministers, and they do the Twittering of the prayer chain and the prayer circle, which is awesome. And they're prayer warriors as well. And just while I'm mentioning unsung heroes of the My Life Ministries, also I have to mention Winston Crutchfield, who is who does our daily 3-minute Bible study. And so I'm very thankful to those three people, as well as the rest of the leadership over there. And of course, y'all know Wilkerson, how much he does. So
quite a while, and I just want to thank them publicly. I want to maybe interview her so people can kind of get to know her a little bit. But she's had some kidney issues for quite a while, and looking for a donor and that kind of a thing. So, but anyway, just want to thank you guys for what you do and for the community, and just give you a little update. So, vai con Dios.
Vai con Dios.
Faith, if you had less Christmas stuff, you wouldn't have to worry about buying a bigger house. Just maybe one tree next year instead of five. So, thanks. See you guys. Bye.
I don't want just one.
She wants five.
I want five trees. Oh! Songs with tree in the title.
Oh my goodness!
There you go.
One Tree Hill.
You know, I always believed squirrels hibernated, but then I moved to Kansas and I noticed that they're playing in the snow. So what's your?
It's a common myth.
Mm-hmm.
It's a common myth that squirrels hibernate. We don't. We just don't like the cold. But we get cabin fever, so we do come out and play sometimes, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, if it's sunny.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
This is true.
So we normally hide in the little holes of a tree and watch satellite television for 3 months. That's pretty much what we do.
Charles' excuse. No, seriously. This is Christina from Emperor's Flame, and we kind of went daily. And
yeah, they're doing a daily show now. Amazing. They put on a show every day, just like us, like wow, we used to, like we did
before. Yeah, we don't anymore.
No.
We were hoping that since you all haven't been on the air, maybe someone from over there would like to come over and listen to us. Yep, that's it. Anyway, we miss you guys. We're
back.
Know that you put out one Friday, but
we're back.
You said something about the Skeeter Show, and it wasn't there.
The Skeeter Show is on Compassion 365, okay? Compassion365.com. Those podcasts, that's where the Skeeter Show is going to be. And we'll put out every once in a while through Two Blind Squirrels just to promote Compassion 365. But if you want to get all of the Skeeter Show, Skeeter Bar shows, you'll need to go to Compassion365.com and sign up for that RSS feed. And we will be doing most Saturdays, I think, unless he's got somebody else scheduled for Saturday, then we'll get bumped. But
and now there isn't anything today or yesterday, so... When are you coming back? We love y'all. Bye.
Bye.
Yes.
All right. So thank you for all the interest in the Skeeter Bar Show. Helen loves the attention, of course, and she's just so excited about doing the Skeeter Bar Show. And thank you for all the calls and the emails encouraging her to do that. And the more she does, and the more calls and encouragement she gets, the more confident she gets about talking and speaking on the show. And so. So pretty soon I'll have to deal with her giant, enormous head.
Yeah, and then I'll have two. It'd be great.
So, but it's doing good. It's actually helping her to use her words, mm-hmm, and to think through what she says, because she's normally a quiet girl anyway.
Yes.
So this helps her think about and express herself and, mm-hmm, think about what she's going to say. And so it's just good all around, I think.
Yes, it is very good.
Okay.
A phrase in our house is, use your words.
That's it?
That's it.
We're done?
We are.
Okay. I'm happy with that.
Okay.
I don't feel like it was a very good show. I mean, the calls were good, but I just wasn't really on today. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, let's go with it.
I was very excited about doing this.
We're going to do that later because time is up, mister.
I know. I was very excited about doing the top five, bottom five thing.
I'm not ready, and I have to be prepared for that.
You weren't ready.
Nope.
You hadn't thought about it.
Can we wrap this up?
We are. This is what we're doing. This is the wrap up. We are officially in the wrap up.
Ugh. It's like a spiral to hell rather than a wrap-up.
Good Lord. Sorry that I'm burdening you with saying goodbye.
It just goes on and on. All you have to do is a mouse canoes.
I'm going to...
And let John speak.
I'm going to throw a bottle of aspirin at your head.
That's not going to help.
That's why I'm off. You know, that is why I'm off, because you have a headache.
Oh, okay. I'm
that
sorry.
That is why I'm off. You know, it is. It's because we are one, and your pain is throwing us off. That's what it is. Because your pain's not funny. See, if I had a headache, it'd be funny.
Oh, would it?
Yeah. So you need to give me a headache and take yours away.
Okay. Ready? Come here.
Nope. That would just give me a headache, and you still have one. That would not help us
at all. That wouldn't help.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.